Sounds good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why? Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. We also have co-hosts Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pichet. We will share with you the wisdom of the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We offer tools and support 5 days a week. We will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love in Aramaic Rachma. Michael is the author of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information about Michael or myself or the forgiveness process, please visit www.whyagain.org. And now, welcome to the show, Mind Shifters Radio.
Happy Friday. Today is December 29th, 2017. I'm Michelle Pichet, filling in for Jeannie, and I'm here today with Dr. Michael Rice. We warmly welcome you to the show, and thank you for choosing to be with us on the last show of the year. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. Press 1, and that puts you into queue to talk with our host. We encourage you to call in with your comments or questions, allowing you to actively strengthen and deepen your practice. So now let's welcome Michael in support of developing our inner process of Aramaic forgiveness.
Well, thank you, young lady, for that introduction. And my apology if there's any noise in the background. I am on the road. I'll actually be back at the house shortly in Bristol, Tennessee. I hadn't thought of this being the last show of the year, but wow. 2017 is over. How cool is that? Well, interesting, heading into a new year. And it's interesting, of course, it's a working fantasy, but this whole thing about time and years is all a fantasy. Notice that I'm talking to somebody who's now in a so-called different time zone, and they think it's actually, 11 o'clock, and it's really 1 o'clock. Well, is it really 1 o'clock? Is there such a thing as 1 o'clock? Or is that just a fantasy we made up? Anyway. That's a whole other story. I want to talk about a quote I came across from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is probably one of the wealthiest men in the world, if you know or of him or don't know of him. And he's talking about what it takes to be successful. And I thought his quote was interesting. He's mentored, I guess, over his lifetime, thousands of people in the business world. And he's come to a conclusion. And it's an interesting conclusion. It's the same one that I've come to, you've heard me speak about before, in regard to this work. And maybe what he has to say will inspire you to move beyond what the average person does. You know, we've spoken before about people who drug themselves in order to avoid feeling and dealing with their lives. And you've heard me say that the most common drug on the planet is busyness. In fact, when we went into the prison system in Ionia, Michigan, super high security prison where they bring all of the worst offenders from the whole state of Michigan and put them in one Civil War era facility. And Rex and Michelle were about to do an 8-week series for these gentlemen, people who are in there anywhere from 25 years to life. And the requirement for the next level of engagement was that each of these men do 5 worksheets a day. And Michelle, you could perhaps talk about this because you were there firsthand when the time came to turn those worksheets in. The explanation to a man, and these are men that are locked in, unless they've got a job in the commissary or the laundry or whatever, they maybe get out an extra couple hours a day. Otherwise, they are locked in their cells for 23 out of 24 hours a day. So here's a group of men who locked away, no jobs, locked away for 23 of 24 hours. And the reason that they couldn't pay the price of the loss of living class, and their investment was to do 5 worksheets a day, was that they were too busy. Anything you share about that, Michelle?
Yeah, as you were sharing the story, the one part that I remember most is that they really loved the idea of the work. They were engaged in the class and the lectures, and they were asking good questions as we went along, and you could tell they were really hungry for what we had to offer. I mean, they bought it. They wanted it.
Yep.
And so, you know, that even adds like a different layer when I think about that part, because you're right.
For sure.
They did not have, you know, the opportunity. I mean, I think out of like 40 guys, there was like one guy who did one and like one guy that did two. And I mean, it was, you had a sort of bite inside of my teeth to keep my professional, like, demeanor, because I really wanted to just bust out laughing. Like, I had to hold my breath in. Like,
are you kidding?
Like, you're kidding me. Like,
yeah.
You know, at this point, I'm working my private practice. I've got 5 teenagers at home. I'm coming to Prison Ionia for an 8-hour day once a week. I'm doing my mind shifter groups at night, and it's like, busy? You can't sit there? Okay, you know. But interestingly enough, I mean, it is really relative. I mean, I guess they believed what they were saying as much as I believe what I was saying in terms of my busyness.
Yep.
And that's sort of
the
reflection of denial.
I remember when I was teaching in South Florida, I learned that in order to step into process work, people had to invest in it. It just didn't work. They would turn tail. They would turn on somebody. You know, I'd become the problem in their life, or somebody else in the class would be the reason they'd run away as soon as their stuff started to come up. If they invested in it, then they stayed. They went through it, and they worked through it and realized that it was all a story they were telling themselves. As you say, they believe it. And I remember there was one woman who was coming to ongoing support group, which was a free open group. It wasn't process work. It was just teaching and giving people the information. We were going to do a still point breathing class. And the cost of the class, it was an all-day class, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 or 6 in the evening. The cost of the class was $125. And she cried, so broke. I just don't have the money. I want to do that so much. I want to heal. I just don't have the money. I can't afford it. I can't come to the class. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I will pay you $10 an hour to do your worksheets. And we decided how many worksheets that would look like. She would turn them in before the Mind Shifters and Soul Point Breathing class, and I would pay the $125 in exchange for those worksheets. Guess who never showed up again? The way people work, it's just the game. So when I say Warren Buffett, obviously, and all the mentoring he's done, has learned a similar lesson, because here's what he says. He's talking about knowledge and success. He says, that's how knowledge works. It builds up like compound interest. All of you can do it, but I guarantee not many of you will. And what Buffett was suggesting in this piece of advice is that if you really want to be successful, one of the things you have to do is read. And he said, read 500 pages a day. Now, I say to people, do 5 worksheets. He says, and this is what he does, and here's a busy, I mean, he's managing billions of dollars. He's a multi-billionaire. He says, read 500 pages a day. And he says, everybody can do it, but I guarantee not many of you will. So, if you want to change your genes, your genetic expression, your behavior, your feeling, your experience of life, if you want to live as the newborn energy of love that you're designed to live in, then here's what you must do. You must invest of your time, your intelligence, your money, and your energy to do it. And as here's how it works, it builds up like compound interest. It will pay you. And anybody who chooses to step in can do it. Who is really, truly actually going to do it? Now, one of the other blocks to that, doing some other research, and they're talking about the way the time game works in our culture, he says it's surprising since research shows that we spend less time on paid work than ever before, and much of it can be attributed to our modern lifestyle. We no longer have large blocks of uninterrupted time. In order to maintain our social and professional lives, we've tried to stay plugged in as much as possible. The attempt to stay in touch with everything at once has led to a life characterized by distractibility, inner frenzy, and impatience. So the world attempt, you know, the Greeks had this piece of the puzzle together pretty well. The Greeks said, guard the portals of the mind, because the world will want to use your mind. I talked about this the other day. The world will want to use your mind for its purposes. Your employer, often your spouse, your children, your friends, will want to use your mind. And when someone else is using your mind, it doesn't leave much for you. The culture wants to use your mind. The commercial world wants to use your mind. Advertisers are always trying to get into your mind and cause you to do behavior. And a particular article is pointing out that people are spending less and less time, quality time, for themselves, by themselves, of themselves. And it's a requirement. But and you remember the ancient scriptural idea that said, do not be molded by the world or you will end up moldy. Okay, that's not exactly what it said. But in essence, that's the message. If you let the world take hold of you by the mind, then you will not have the time to do what it takes to be a fully expressed human being, to really truly live as the active presence of love, to really truly work through that which is in you that is less than love. And if you never work through that, then whatever killed your generations is going to kill you. You know, everybody in your bloodline and my bloodline that's over 115 years of age is dead. Why are they dead? Because there is a program structured within them for programmed death. That is in us. This work is the willingness to take the time, intelligence, money, and energy that it takes to learn to go into every nook and cranny of your mind, your emotions, your epigenetics, your genetics, and change the content. Learn to decode and remove the content that kills. What content kills? Anything based in hostility or fear. You know, when you realize it, you know, I go back to my background in the physics world, and energy is eternal, and there's only energy. If that's true, if physics is correct, if science is correct there, then you must be energy and you must be eternal. What is it that can kill you? What is it that has you believing that to be eternal is ridiculous? It is the brainwash of the world. It is what has taken hold of your mind and filled your mind with content that's a lie. Your physiology is designed to be a device that incarnates love, the being that you are, for eternity. And if you engage in the world's ways of thinking, and they call it thinking, it really isn't, of cycling information, then you will engage in energies with which you will kill yourself. All death is suicide. It's all programmed by our culture. Now, you may say, Michael, that's crazy. That just can't be true. Well, I give it to you. It sounds pretty crazy. But here's my thesis. Maybe it's crazy, and maybe it's not. If it is crazy and you act as though it's true, I promise your life can only improve. If you act as though it's true and it turns out not to be, then you will have lived a much more wholesome, healthy, happy life than you otherwise would. If it is true and you refuse to believe it, it's going to kill you. Sounds to me like there's no downside, except that you're going to have to discipline yourself. And remember, the root of the word discipline does not mean properly beat up. It comes from the root disciple, which means properly taught. Now, I happen to have found a little trick about 40-some years ago, for me, that really made this workable and allowed me to continue to do this, where otherwise I'm not any different than anybody else. I wouldn't have done it. But I decided to become a teacher of it. And when I chose to become a teacher of it, I forced myself to engage. So you might just take that into account. And if it makes sense to you, that to do what it takes, you know, Buffett's talking about the success game, the money game. I'm not talking about the success and money game. I'm talking about living as a human being. He says 500 pages a day. He says most people aren't going to do that. Everybody can. I'm going to say 5 worksheets a day. I'm going to say 5 times a day you sit down in front of that piece of paper. Soon we'll have the app available. It's coming. You'll be able to do it on your phone. But sit down with that piece of paper. Put the pen to the paper. 5 times a day for, you know, a worksheet doesn't have to take any more than 5, 7, 8 minutes. Now, you can play the game of, oh, it takes me 3 hours to do a worksheet, but I have to go in because I have to go into every nook and cranny. No, you don't need to do that. Minutes is all it takes. Do the core steps, the key steps. You don't even have to do all the steps. There's some of them that may not make sense to you. You may not understand them. They may just not fit for you. Okay, so skip those. But do the work on a daily basis and watch the benefits that come. It's awesome. And does it come overnight? Not the way it happens. It's the process. You know, many people say, Michael, I have $5 in 5 minutes. Tell me everything you know. Well, you're going to have to hang out with me for a long time to take in what doing this 6, 8. You know, there are times when I've done the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop 3 times in a day. To build the brain cells, to hang out with and acquire in your and internalize into your structure this level of comprehension of how health and healing and wholeness and life works. It's going to take time. That's the process. So I'm here to support you in that, and that's what this radio show is about. And as you engage in the tools, questions will come up. And as the questions come up, we're here to help to answer them. So we're delighted that you're with us. And Michelle, do we have anybody with a say hello? Or if you have any other thoughts, then, you know, since you were right there with those guys who were too busy in their jail cells 23 hours, any other thoughts for you before we look for Dr. Tim? You with me, Michelle?
Yeah, he's here, and his mic's on. We've got a person with a hand up if he's maybe otherwise occupied.
Cool. Well, let's say hello to the person with the hand up.
Area code 413. You're on the air. Who do we have, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Michelle and Michael. This is Linda from Massachusetts calling. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Happy
New
Year.
Hey, lady. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to be reconnected with Julie and the radio show instead of working in solitary confinement over here. So I have a question. As a result of working with Julie, something came up as pertaining to word links, and I have a positive association with worry. And I remember working at, on word links during the Laws of Living, but I've never done, so I want to really want to have a negative word link with worry, right, instead of all the positive things that I associate with worry. I wonder if you could help with that.
Well, how about, now this is a few extra words, but you could probably pare it down. How about worry is a rocking chair?
Worry is a rocking chair?
Gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere. So you could pare that down to worry, nowhere. You know, what did worry ever solve?
Worry, nowhere. Okay.
And think of it in terms of, oh, okay, I can go get in the rocking chair. You know, I'm moving, but I'm not going anywhere. Do I want to go somewhere? Then I'm going to have to go beyond this habit of worry.
Yeah, I know in my head, of course, worry is not a smart thing to do, intelligent, loving, but in my heart, something else is going on. So, yeah, this is helpful. Thank you.
Good. Good. We're looking forward to seeing you in June.
Yes.
To join us for the Food, Fun, Forgiveness, and Work program. And I assume that you'll shortly be starting with Julie to do the 10 sessions with her on worksheet. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I'm excited. Very excited about that. Well, thank
you
so much,
Michael. It's a very exciting happening.
Thanks for being there.
All right, I look forward to seeing you in June. All right. Well, anybody who, and we haven't talked about it recently, but been so much going on. But starting on June the, don't have a calendar for anybody, but it's the 16th. We're going to be doing Food, Fun, Forgiveness, and Work at Heartland. It's a 16-day program. And actually, my date may be off being a 16-day program. It maybe starts on the 8th of June. You can, anyway, you can find it on the website. If you go to whyagain.org, in the upper right side, you'll see a link that says flyers. And if you go to that, it'll tell you about the Heartland Intensive this summer. But we're doing a 16-day Food, Fun, Forgiveness, and Work. And this is kind of the economy program at Heartland. We'll do work projects on the property during the day, getting the property fixed up and ready for the summer intensives. And we'll be doing, of course, some awesome food. Ari's got some. This is one of the workshops at Heartland where we do some cooked food, as well as some fresh and raw. So we'll be doing both cook and fresh and raw, and, you know, teaching about food. Fun, well, gee, I don't know if Julie is on with us. Well, actually, Julie's doing the component. She's volunteered to step forward. She's created a program called Pay It Forward, where she's offering 10 sessions on the phone with her, hour-and-a-half sessions, doing worksheets. So getting all the questions refined, and Julie is kind of like the worksheet queen, if you're not familiar with her. She's been doing the worksheet process for over 30 years now, or almost 30 years now. And so she's going to be volunteering to spend her time to support people using the worksheet process and refining and understanding and working through all the things that need to be worked through. And then Tracy, who she's been working with, helped her to, you know, to sort of support each other in creating a program that's going to add a whole new level to the Food, Fun, Forgiveness, and Work. And there's going to be a trip to Branson to a play. There's going to be a canoe trip. There's going to be some art projects. So we'll be doing classes in the evenings, breathwork on Saturday, Food, Fun, Forgiveness, and Work. Work projects to get the property upgraded. So if you're interested in coming and doing that, and we'll be doing, of course, we'll do Why Is This Happening to Me Again, the forgiveness process. And then throughout the 16 days, we'll be doing evening workshops. And we don't have a set series that we're going to do. It's going to be live, on demand. What's happening with the group? What material do we need to cover tonight? So that'll be what's happening. And Julie, if you're there, or Tracy, if you're there and you have anything you'd like to add to that, it would be awesome if you pushed one and we said hello. Other than that, if you want to register for that, you could contact me, or you could email Jeannie at whyagain.org, J-E-A-N-I-E, at whyagain.org, and give us your phone number, and I'll be back in touch with you and get you set to register. The 16-day program for everything, food, fun, forgiveness, work, projects, work, class materials, everything is going to be $1,600 for the whole 16 days. And we'll be eating food. You know, we sat down last summer. We did kind of an assessment. And if you went into a raw food restaurant anywhere in the country, the average meal that we served, we figured would come up somewhere between $30 and $50. So it's going to be an awesome 16 days, and it'll be the opening of the summer intensives. We'll go from there into why is this happening to me again? And at the same time, Jeannie's going to do a Women Healing Women intensive, and then we'll be stepping into teacher training. We'll be doing laws of living. We've got a whole summer plan. So the schedule is on the website if you want to take a look at that, you want to come and play. And Jeannie, or Julie, I know, wanted to start on the first week of January with people who are going to be participating in the 10 weeks, because then her pay it forward idea is once that is done, then there'll be another 10 weeks. She's got all the formula worked out for that, for creating support and moving forward with the tools. And so it's going to be a 20 weeks people will be coming with 20 weeks under their belt of really powerful support. So we'd love to have you come and join us. And if you have any questions about that, push one, and you're in the phone queue, we'll be having a conversation. Michelle, any
well,
hands
Julie's
up?
Here to speak firsthand about that. Hey, Julie.
Hey, young lady, welcome.
Hey, thank you. I'm good. I would just like to add that Linda and I have been working on the phone and working on a new worksheet, and that worksheet's on its way to me so that I can work with it a little bit and see how it does, and you know, whether, you know, I need to make any more corrections. It's going to be a little bit different than your worksheet, and Linda and I were excited about it, as is Tracy. So anything that I have learned over the years of doing, you know, over 50,000 worksheets, I'm going to just work this one for, you know, maybe doing 20 worksheets and see, like, yay, this is what we're going to do. So we will be sending that to Jeannie. So that will be the worksheet that we will use that will be quite significant in, you know, supporting the energy moving out these next 20 weeks. And I think it's going
to
be a great program.
Awesome. Perhaps you can send it to my email, too, if you would.
Okay. Well, Linda will probably be sending it once. Like I said, I'm going to get a hard copy, and my goal right now is to play with it and see how I, you know, and how am I experiencing the outcome, you know, just loving on it, basically, because, as you know, it's my favorite tool.
Cool. Yeah. Yay. All right.
Okay.
Well, anything else to say about the whole idea of the program? What you're going to be doing with people?
The Pay It Forward program is something that, you know, Tracy really wanted to do Food Fund of Forgiveness, and so I offered my time to support people energetically doing their healing prior to getting to Heartland. And so that they would really get to know each other, and so that when we come together, we will have a very powerful Pay It Forward intensive. And so I am offering my time, intelligence, money, and energy to, you know, support this. And they will work with me about 1.5 hours. You know, if we're doing the middle of the worksheet, we work 2 hours. And then, of course, we've got a lot of fun things happening in class. I just think it's, you know, it's a phenomenal opportunity to, you know, spend 16 days at Heartland, get class, get food, get all these things. I wish I would have had it 28 years ago, to be honest with you. And my position is to, you know, support the healing process of each person that I come in contact with during that time period.
Awesome. And, of course, it is it's fun to be an early adopter, isn't it? You know, I was,
yes,
when
yes.
I first started to engage the forgiveness process, oh, do I wish I had somebody who knew what I now know about forgiveness to just hand it to me. You know, that 22-minute video. If somebody handed me that 37 years ago, when I first started working with First Century Aramaic Forgiveness and didn't have a clue how it worked, I'd have saved myself 37 years. So I certainly mm-hmm. understand that. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have it all yesterday? And we're early adopters. It's a process. So, and it's pretty exciting to be engaged in.
You're right. You know, like, I mean, I was doing worksheets and had no clue other than listening to your tape that you had. That's the only thing that you had at that particular time. And I would listen to that every day and do my worksheets. And then we did that intensive in Michigan. And then you put out the 4-hour. So, you know, it's been definitely a journey. And you offer so much more support now. And, I mean, I don't even think people realize how much support's offered. But, you know, I want to acknowledge you for continuing to put one foot in front of the other and being so willing to be there for people.
Well, to me, that's what it's all about, Elfie. It's like going for every mind, heart, and being on the planet.
Well, I know it's an effort because I have been here in the process watching it. And sometimes we look at, you know, we look at the glorifying aspect of it, you know. But, you know, it's work, too. You know, it takes an effort. Yeah. And when people come to Food, Fun, and Forgiveness, they will realize that to do this takes an effort, and that it's, you know, I love that saying, you know, when, you know, you give to life, life gives to you. And when they show up for Food, Fun, and Forgiveness, they're not only showing up to receive, they're showing up to give. So it's a tremendous energy exchange. And I don't think people are really aware of what they're going to receive.
Yeah, and nobody will comprehend ever. You will, because you've been around it from day one of Heartland, when if we stepped in the wrong place in the building, we went through to the ground. No one will comprehend what it's taken to get this to where it is. I think about it, and of course, if I'd known what it was going to take when I first started, would I have done this? Probably not. Probably not. But I did. And as you said, it's just one foot in front of the other, and off we go.
Mhm. Well, I think you do it very graciously, and you know, you really don't speak about all those other steps. You speak about healing, and you speak about being conscious, active, present, love, and you know that takes a lot of healing to do. So, you know, I acknowledge you for that. You don't talk about how you schlepped boxes here and there.
Hey, I'm just getting ready. When I get off of the call, I'll be spending the next 2 hours unpacking the car, and we'll be here for 2 weeks,
yeah.
And then we'll be packing the car. It'll probably be 6 hours to pack the car to get to the next location, which is going to be Birmingham, Alabama in January, and then Atlanta. We'll do it again, and we'll do it again, and we'll do it again. So that's just what it takes. That's part of the commitment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So appreciate your support and moving it forward.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate anybody that's, you know, comes here for Food and Fun and Forgiveness, realizing they're going to get far more than what, you know, it sounds like. I've always noticed the wonderful vibration we, you know, for Food, Fun, and Forgiveness. Years ago when we used to do this, it used to be such a high energy.
It's a powerful process, for sure.
All right.
Well, anything else to share? And is Tracy there with a hand up by any chance? Maybe she'd have some thoughts.
She's on.
Is she there? Hi. Hey, young lady, welcome.
Hi, thank you. The only thing I want to offer is just the concept of resonance that started the whole conversation about paying it forward, and that is, of course, Julie's always reminding me when I commit to life, life commits to me, and that when we pay it forward, we step out on faith, we say to do my spiritual healing, I choose my eternal life, I am sending the message for my healing to come to me. I just wanted to put in that that's how this all started, was that by signing up for your own healing, you're paying it forward to Heartland by putting the wheels, if you will, in place for the universe to show up to support everyone's healing, to support Heartland, which is a place of healing, and to support the team who will be putting good fun and forgiveness in place, such that when the people who are attending come, there will be a high vibration of love and resonance that will elevate each of us to a new spiritual growth.
Yay. And, you know, I'll add into the equation. I mean, you've invested in and are supporting creating the whole program on a new level, which is pretty awesome. And even as you're doing that, as one of the sources, and you might not like me actually putting this out there, but while the cost for the 16 days is $1,600, I want to acknowledge you for saying I'm going to support it truly because it supported me. And your donation to make Food Fund Forgiveness and Work move forward has been $3,500. Thanks for taking it forward and moving it in the next direction at the next level, because sometimes it feels like hanging out here on one's own. And so everybody stepped in. You know, Michelle stepped in. Today I know she had a full day scheduled in her office, as she said. And I've got the space. I'll do the switchboard today so that Ginny can take care of some things she needs to take care of with her dad. And Dr. Tim, yesterday, as I was looking to create some space with my son before he left from his Christmas visit, it was Dr. Tim who jumped in and said, of course, yes, I'll be there to do the show. So everybody who steps in and supports it on every level, whether it's through work, through donation, through whatever it takes, it's appreciated deeply, deeply, deeply. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it. I think all the right wheels are in motion for a great event and a beautiful summer at Heartland. And I thank you for the opportunity to.
Honored. Delighted. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, Michelle, any thoughts on your part to add to the equation in the conversation? You've been to Heartland.
I do have a comment, but more about the Warren Buffett thing. I was really trying to figure out how long it would take me to read 500 pages. And,
yep.
You know, I'm thinking at least 5 hours if you're, you know, really efficient. And so that's probably like 2 books a day. And then my next thought is, how great is that? Because doing 5 worksheets seems like a piece of cake compared to that. So let me go with that.
Right, right. Well, when Susan Darnell, when we first started, she started working with the work, and the suggestion was 5 worksheets a day. She'd been working in a recovery-type program, and that was her comment, too. It's like, well, man, this is so easy. I only have to do this? Boy, this other program I'm doing has been so huge. But, of course, as Tracy said, you invest in life, and life invests in you. It comes back. So it's all part of the process.
Yeah, Susan was the worksheet champ with her clipboard and numbering. I think her first 2 years she had accumulated 5,000 worksheets.
Yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. It's a process. For sure. And maybe Susan's out there and wants to put her hand up and share something. I don't know.
No, yeah, she's out here, but she might be, you know, doing her work and listening, but she knows she's welcome.
Am I still on?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I had the same thought about the 500 pages. I immediately went calculator, calculator, trying to figure out how many minutes, like what would that look like, because I've had this spiritual guidance to cut my TV off completely. And during the recovery period, I did have my mother taking care of me, and she insisted on having cable. So I've gotten into the habit of watching some things, and I feel like I could certainly spend my time doing some more beautiful things with the matter between my ears besides television. So I am inspired by this idea of 500 pages a day. So what I learned is the average number of words per page is around 300, and this is from Google. You would need to read 71,300 pages a day, and the average reading speed of an adult is 200 words a minute. So the time it would take for you to read per day is like 21,300 divided by 200 is 107 minutes, which is a little less than 2 hours. So if you read 2 hours per day for a week, you can hit your 500 pages.
Okay, but did he say a week or a day, the 500 pages?
Well, he said a day, so that would be 10 hours.
Right.
So basically, he's saying you would read 10 hours a day. But if that's unrealistic, if you read 2 hours a day, you can just divide it out. 2 hours is 500 pages, so a day is times 5 is 10. So you could say 4 hours a day, 2 hours, you know, figure out, okay, what am I committed to? Is 500 pages a week enough, or do I have the time to read 10 hours a day?
Or you do it in the other direction, and you don't say, do I have the time to do that? You know, if you're going to become, let's say, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, and go to school, you don't say, well, do I have time to do the homework? You do the homework.
Yeah. Right.
So when you look at what your purpose is and that your purpose is to do your work, then you don't say, well, do I have the time to do that? You say, here's how I'm going to organize my time so that I do that. And so it's kind of the reverse of the way the world tends to look at it.
Yeah, that's much more powerful. Like, I choose to mark out this time
exactly.
for my reading. Yeah.
And you know, I recognize for me personally, I had never done it. I wouldn't have, as Warren Buffett says. But I made the choice to teach. And, you know, it's kind of like the forced evolution game. You don't have a lot of choice at that point if you're actually committed to it. And I did make a commitment to that. So that's the commitment that carried me through what otherwise I probably wouldn't have done what it took. But this was kind of like a forced process. So I was blessed by that one. So, Dr. Tim, are you with us, sir?
I am here.
Hey, young man, how are you?
Well, I'm just, I'm doing quite well. I'm delighted to hear that momentum is building for the Food, Fun, and Forgiveness program, and I echo your sentiments about realizing that if I didn't arrange my life so that I was held accountable for doing the support groups or the radio show or the worksheets, that I wouldn't do it as much. So, and then the other side of it that you only alluded to is that the dividends it pays me personally are just way beyond words. I encourage people to do it on a regular basis. I like the psychologist who did the lecture on mental emotional hygiene. You know, we teach people physical hygiene from a very early age. We do not teach people the mental and emotional hygiene. And yet we have proven tools that people can benefit from, and we don't teach them to use them. We don't teach them about how important it is to use them. And here they're free. And I often start the show these days telling people to either go to this website, download this stuff for free, and if it's helping you, feel free to donate, to support it financially, to support it emotionally by setting up a support group. And it will pay huge dividends for you. That's my input for today.
And the dividends are far beyond comprehension, for sure. I'm in full agreement with you there. It is the gifts that's offered my life are beyond
imagination. And each person that does it, the benefits it pays, the changes that it makes in those generational patterns is pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
The other thing I was going to mention today is on the tales of yesterday's show. We talked quite a bit about the cross-generational patterns, and somebody called in with questions about, you know, how do you use a worksheet process for that. The thing that kept coming to me after the show was to mention the power that I can tap into if I'm willing to sit down and do a worksheet as though I were my mother or my father or my grandfather or my grandmother or my great-grandfather or great-grandmother or my brother, and just pretend that it's going to have relevance and choose the emotion that I think would be generated by the thought that is coming up, or choose the emotion that comes up and then pretend about a thought that might generate it, and go through the worksheet process as though I were someone from a past generation who may have downloaded some of this unproductive energy that's now getting activated in me and that I'm charged with working through today so that I can be more loving and more focused and productive in my life today. So I just wanted to mention that. Are you there, Michael?
Good point, Tim. And I had to, like, get my phone to let me get to my mute button. Apology for that hesitation. But, yeah, it's, you know, the ability to tap into those generational patterns and move them. And in fact, we don't really need to tap into them. We're already tapped. We're already connected. When an upset comes up, I would venture to guess, and you might give me some feedback from your professional experience, but I would venture to guess that when someone is in a level of upset, you think of a scale to one, it's outrageous, off the wall disturbance. And a two is, you know, I'm mildly irritated. I would venture to guess that any time that someone's tapping into something that's a three or above on that scale, that they are touching into a generational pattern, that's what's running them. And it's running them unconsciously, without any awareness, without any knowledge. You know, you think about the person who you know that, you know, maybe this kid, his parents divorced before he was even born, so he's never known his father. And you look at him 20 years later, he literally walks, moves his legs like his father. He curls his lip like his father. He uses the language of his father, and he does the behaviors of his father. These patterns are born and bred in us. And again, a level 3 plus upset, and I'd say at least 99% of the time there's a genetic component. Would you venture a guess in that regard, Tim?
I wouldn't contradict it. The more we work with people who've been in the field for a lot of years, you know, decades, the more they have stories about the cross-generational patterns. And there are a number of wonderful techniques for tapping into it. The worksheets can be used in this fantasy or pretend mode. The family constellation work is good for it. There are, you know, all kinds of ways to structure a mind shifter, which includes the awareness of the cross-generational stuff. And what we tap into, what we discover that the unconscious has held in it that's driving us, is just, it continues to amaze me.
Agreed, and like any other skill, it takes time to create the skill. It takes time to acquire and develop the skill. And it is that that one is doing as they make the commitment to that work that needs to be done. Of doing it is the ability to tap into that generational mind consciously and the ability to tap into the non-generational mind, the mind that is the active presence of love that could be running us instead. It's a skill. It's a process. And as one engages, the process unfolds. And the benefits are, as you say, beyond comprehension. You know, it often, I'm just standing here. I'm back at our house in Bristol, Tennessee, looking out over the wintry scene and just looking at the sheer beauty of it. Just to have the eyes to look out and see the sheer beauty of what's available to us, of this opportunity to really live a human life, is monumental. And yet so many people are so stuck in their story that all they can do is find reasons to complain and moan and whine, tell everybody what's wrong. And that doesn't mean that there aren't things that are quote-unquote what the world calls wrong in the world, things that are not. When we make that our focus, it does have to become part of our process, but when we make that our focus, then we're in trouble. And so standing in that energetic flow of life and you know, even when the disturbance is going on, just being able to close one's eyes, tap into the underlying flow of love that is within us is a monumental gift that comes from doing one's work. So Michelle, do we have anybody out there with a hand up in the phone queue or a question for us on this December 31st? Maybe it'll be the question that closes out our year. So has anybody got a question for us? Anything we can support you with? Understanding with these tools.
In the chat room, Donna's there, and her sentiment is that she loves the work. She believes it's very healing and sends thanks to you, Michael, and to you, Jeannie, and to everyone connected with the work and choosing to be connected with the work. And that this has been a really, you know, good week of shows, and acknowledging that it does take time. Actually, yeah, so we don't have a hang-up. It was funny. I just texted a client because he asked me if I was working tomorrow because he wanted to come in to meet with me. And I, he's part of a couple that I do couples work, and he wanted to do some individual work. And I said, well, you know, why don't you could come in first, and then we could talk, and then your partner, she could come in, you know, after we're through and join us and having another, you know, hour together. And he, his text back was, 2 hours of crazy? Question mark. How crazy do you think I am? Right? And in line with the theme today, he's like, I said, Luke, the question you should be asking yourself is, how quickly do I want to heal? How much peace and joy do I want in my life? It's like, he's a big buff guy. I go, it's like working out at the gym. You only get results if you, it's like working out, Luke. You only get results if you put time in at the gym. So he uses language to, you know, understand. He has a foundation of understanding, like, you know, I got huge biceps because I'm in the gym, you know, 5 days a week. Well, you
exactly.
Have all these relationship challenges. You know, do you think you could spend 2 hours with me? So
need to go into the gym.
Right.
Good way to put it. That's it. And, you know, by directing somebody else and telling how somebody else how they're the problem in our lives and they're the reason we're upset is like inviting them to go into the gym and build the bicep so we can go win the world weightlifting championship. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen when we each individually go into the space where we literally do the work that's required to bring about this awesome thing that we call recovery. And recovery not being about diseases, but recovery being the recovering of the truth of who we are, recovering our human lives quite literally.
And to determine what a human life is, just hold a newborn child and you know exactly what we're talking about. Now, what does it take to have one of those 24/7, 365 in the face of those people who do all those crazy things that upset you and that your mind actually tells you and you actually believe the lie that the only reason you're upset is because of what they're doing. I'm not upset because of there's upset in me. I'm upset because of what they did. Like, that's the biggest lie we've ever told ourselves. And to overcome the lie is quite a challenge, quite an interesting process. So let's check in on the phone calls. Anybody with a hand up? Anything happening in the chat room? Any way we can support? That's what we're here to do. Call in number, if you're in the chat room and you're a guest, is 563-999-3581. We'd love to hear your comments and your questions. Because as Jeannie says, that makes this your show. Anybody with a hand up?
No, not right now.
Okay.
But I did catch myself, you know, I'm given this client text advice about getting the results, and it just re-inspires me to recommit to my work. I feel like I do my work, and I know there's always more work I can do.
Well, and being a therapist as you are and working with people is, you know, it's kind of the same thing as I've done. I made a commitment to teach this work and to take it to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And the only thing I know how to do is, well, what's next to take this to the next level, to make it available to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And that has served for me as the thing that empowers me to take my own work in hand and do my own process. So it's a gift you give yourself. It appears like you're giving it to the world, but not really. Not really. It's all an inside job. And it's pretty awesome.
I agree.
Quite a blessing.
Somebody asked me about, but they thought that my work, because I was having a long day or doing, you know, back-to-back breathing sessions, was draining for me, and that, you know, wow, like, isn't that, that's too much. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. It's actually the opposite. I get a lot of juice and invigorated and very fulfilled spending time doing forgiveness work. It's a relief to come to the office and that stuff.
I hear you. And every time you walk somebody through another layer of that, that especially when you're doing still point with people, you get the next piece of the puzzle yourself. But we're down to the last 2 seconds, so I'm just going to say mucho gracias to everyone. And in a whole new level of sincerity, since tomorrow will be a 2018, we'll just say make that the best year yet of your eternal life and make us part of your support team. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and myself, Jeannie Rice, and Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pache, as we present the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We are here every Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Mind Shifters Radio. For more on Michael or myself or Aramaic forgiveness, please visit www.whyagain.org. That's www.whyagain.org.